The following show is dedicated to Mia Park and Barbara Yang. The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
Good morning, and welcome to Talk Saratoga.
The following show is dedicated to Mia Park and Barbara Yang.
Maddie and I were chit-chatting.
The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
They're always right, so I believe them.
I don't believe them. I don't believe them anymore. But I'm glad you're here with us today. And let me just hit these buttons so nothing comes up. You're getting ready for Belmont. But give us a little background of yourself and the Dark Horse and how it got to be called the Dark Horse. And, you know, first, is there a shout-out that you want to give to anybody?
Yeah, well, I think that some of my friends over at Country Corner are listening, so okay. I wanted to say hi to them. And then I also let the people at Uncommon Grounds know that I was going to be on this morning, so maybe they're listening, too. I hope they are, anyway.
I hope so, because, you know, the show is streamed, and it goes through better streaming than over the air, because it hasn't got that big of a range. But I know a lot of people listen to the stream. But anyway, if you're listening, hello, everybody. And I'm glad you are listening.
Yeah. So I'm Maddie Zanetti. I started at Impressions working as a kid, and I worked there all summer and then through the school year, through high school and college, and became a partner there with Marianne and Dave Barker. And I've been there ever since. And I've recently become the full owner of Impressions while Mare is still there. She's working with me and everything. And it's a great transition for both of us. And then in 2018, we opened the Dark Horse, which was a brand we started a few years earlier, all about overcoming the odds, believing in yourself, even if you're the Dark Horse. So both stores celebrate Saratoga's equestrian lifestyle and the history of Saratoga. Both have gifts, souvenirs, memorabilia, but Dark Horse has a little bit more of that history focus and some one-of-a-kind unique pieces. Mm-hmm. And I've always been a horse girl and a dog lover, so both stores have a lot of dog and horse influence, and we have a lot of four-legged friends that come in to visit us, including our own mini horse Upset, who comes into the store at least once a week in the summer to visit.
That's pretty neat. Yeah, we'll talk about Upset pretty soon. I do have to tell you, as a personal note, I was talking about how I visited Impressions a lot last year for a friend, gifts for a friend. It's really neat to go in there because I had to mail them, and free gift wrapping. That's something you don't get in a lot of stores, you know, and, you know, that made me feel great because I didn't have to do anything. You know, just buy
it
and they wrapped it. It makes it so easy, you know, and your staff in both stores are so nice.
Thank you.
It's great doing business there.
Thank you. That's what we pride ourselves on, is our customer service. Yep. And we do, there's a few of us who do really enjoy gift wrapping. And when we're done, it's exciting for us too, to present the gift to someone and have them be so excited about it. And that's why we do the gift baskets and the porch packages and all that, because they are fun to put together.
Sure. I could never work there because even at Christmas time, my wrapping is a hack job, I'll tell you. But can't do it. So you were born in Saratoga.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about being a horse lover. I mean, when did that start?
It started really young. I've always loved horses. And I used to even have a little step ladder that I would pretend was a horse and I'd ride that. And then we had one of those mechanical horses that you would put a quarter in.
Right.
My dad, he had found one of those. We had one in our garage. You didn't need to put the quarter in. And I would ride that and I would give it baths and groom it and do all that. And my godmother, who actually went to Skidmore, she had a horse at the time and she would take me to the barn. Okay. So her and I would go to the barn and I would always want to ride and everything. And so I started taking lessons as a kid and I always said that I wanted a horse. And my dad told me, well, when you turn 14, I'll get you a horse. And he thought that I'd outgrow that and I wouldn't want a horse when I was 14. So when I had my 14th birthday coming up, I was devastated thinking that I wasn't going to get a horse and I was going to get a bicycle. And I didn't want to have my birthday and I was so sad. And my parents kept saying, well, you know, we really can't have a horse. We don't have the space. We don't have the time for that. And on my 14th birthday, in the morning of my birthday, they surprised me with a toy horse in a stall at the barn where I was riding. It said Home of Maddie's New Horse.
Oh, neat.
And I got to pick out my own horse, who is Fly, who he was 4 when I got him, and I still have him today.
Yep. Really?
So he's 27.
Okay.
He's 27. He's 27 now, and I still have him. And that's how I started working at Impressions, too, was because the deal was they would get me the horse, but I had to pay for the board, the feed. I had to pay for everything, sure, other than the horse itself. And so I learned quickly, you know, how much I needed each year to pay for him and everything. And working at Impressions, I was able to pay for him and bring him with me to college and everything. It was very fun.
That's excellent. And you went to Geneseo, and my wife went to Geneseo for speech.
Language,
and then she went to St. Rose, mm-hmm, to finish up. Well, I don't think they're there anymore.
No, they're not. Yeah.
That used to be a big school college for speech and language.
Yeah.
Special ed, you know, but that's great. So something in common, Geneseo.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's neat about the horse, though. It's a lot of people that are into horses today, even racing, grew up as a young child or, you know, a teenager with horses, and they, mm-hmm, just never lose that passion.
Well, that's what they say. If you're born with it, then it's a bug. You can't get rid of it.
You can't get rid of it. That's
yeah, I definitely
so
have
do
that.
You ride? You still ride?
Well, I should ride, but I still have my horse, and then we have two minis. And so we actually, if we're doing activities, it's usually with Upset. We actually hook him up to a cart and we drive him. So that's fun. And it was interesting to learn driving because I had never done that with my horse. But we are right near Bog Meadow, so I have taken the horses on that. But my horse now, he's mostly retired. He's 27 and I wish that he was good for, you know, little pony rides or something for kids, right, but he still acts like he's 4 years old. So
okay, yeah, really. Well, that's great.
He's never grown up.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one great thing about Skidmore with the barn, and the students can take riding lessons and, you know.
Yeah, they do a great job there.
Yeah, they do. They really, mm-hmm, do. So tell us a little bit about the Dark Horse and how it got its name and what it means.
Yeah, so we launched the brand in 2014. We were thinking of something that makes Saratoga iconic is, of course, the health history horses, and people think of race horses. But we know when people are thinking about Maine, they think of a lobster. When they think about Mississippi, they think of the crawfish. You know, just these things that, you know, come up in Louisiana. You know, you think of these different icons. So we wanted to have a horse icon that was unique and a horse of a different color. So we came up with, Dave actually drew the Dark Horse, the black horse with the spots and the one red leg wrap. And we launched it, but we didn't have a lot of history behind it. We just had the Dark Horse. And so then we were like, if we want this to grow, we really need to have a story that goes with it. So I started doing some research because I do really love the history of Saratoga and horse racing past. And so I found Upset, who ran in Saratoga and beat Man O' War, mm-hmm, and all the different connections that Upset had to Saratoga with the Whitney family. And I just really enjoyed the history. So we then based the brand on Upset and the long shot, overcoming those odds. And we grew it from there and added in other stories and other horses like Jim Dandy and Onion. And then we used, you know, Keen Ice more recently, but we just had a lot of fun adding in these other historical horses that worked hard and did their best and overcame the odds. So we've even had some people that we've featured, like Morrissey, who was a founder of the racetrack, and he had to overcome odds to do that and to open his casino and everything. So we've had a lot of fun doing the history and connecting it back to Saratoga and growing its reach. And it really has grown. It started as just a display at Impressions that had a hat, a t-shirt, and a mug. And then we had a little section at Impressions that had a few more items. And now it has its own store. So it's been really fun to grow it.
Yeah, it has. One of the gifts, you know, I told you I wanted to get some gifts to send over. You know, I mail these things to Hawaii and Priority, and she gets them in 2 days. I can't even send a package to Albany. It gets there in 2 days, you know. It's amazing.
It takes you almost 2 days to get to Hawaii anyway on the plane and everything. It feels like 2 days.
Yeah, really. Feels like 2 days. Never been there. But one of the things I'm interested in is that Time Warp book.
Yeah.
And I think that would be kind of neat.
And that's fun because it's a local author and he's been in Saratoga forever. And there's so many great stories in there that people from Saratoga can relate to, or they'll be like, oh, I know that spot. You know, that's one of the fun things is even this weekend with Skidmore Reunion, people coming into Impressions and they're like, this used to be a bar. And they come in and they talk about the bar and everything. So the Time Warp book, it's just something fun where people can see what Saratoga was then and what it is now. And people enjoy that little bit of history.
Oh, yeah. I you know, and a lot of students that went to Skidmore or local colleges remember Saratoga fondly. You know, I know a few of them, and they just, it just makes an impression on you. Mm-hmm. And that's the name of one of your stores, so that's great. But I know Mia had gotten a sweatshirt from Impressions, I think, that said Saratoga Springs, you know, and she'd given it to her brother, and he was walking down one of the streets, and two older women stopped him, and they said, Saratoga Springs, you've been there? And he said, no, my sister goes to college there. And the one lady says, I went to Skidmore College.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It is such a small world.
It is. It really is, you know, so that's pretty neat. One of the other things that is in people's minds in Saratoga now is the Belmont coming up. And it's the second of 3 years. I think they just announced that we'll be here next year, too.
Yes, with construction, there's always delays.
Yeah, I know, especially down in New York. but I don't know. At first, they had said 2 years, but I think they extended it a year. But it has to be done next year because they announced that the Breeders' Cup is going to be there in 27.
Yeah, they're hoping to have the Breeders' Cup there. Yeah. So they've got to have the Belmont Stakes run there before they do the Breeders.
Right. So, well, that'll be good. And you did pretty good last year when people were in?
Yes, we were really busy. It was a great weekend for us. We have the Belmont merchandise, which is what's bringing people downtown after the races and before the races to get their souvenirs. People are coming in to get that little piece of Saratoga to bring home with them. Mm-hmm. And the city and NYRA, they've worked really hard to make sure that people know that there's so much to do in Saratoga before and after the races.
Oh, yeah.
And that's so important. And we are very lucky that we've got great spots on Broadway and we do have merchandise that the racing fans are looking for.
Oh, sure.
They come in.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you don't have anything up at the track, do you?
We are no longer at the track and we just have the two stores downtown.
Okay. All right. Well, that's enough.
Keeps us busy.
Yeah, year round. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I felt foolish asking you if you still ride because you're so busy with the two stores. Oh. I don't know when you find time.
That's what I always say. I've got to go do that. And then a million other things come up.
Things pass. That's, you know, that's good. One of the things we talked about last time was Upset. And tell us a little bit about Upset and, you know, being downtown with the summer schedule.
Yeah. So Upset is our mini horse. He is now 17. He's been coming downtown since he was 8 years old. We started bringing him around the store or around the downtown area and different places in Saratoga to just represent the Dark Horse brand and overcoming the odds. We tell the story so much about Upset Beating Man Award, we thought it'd be really fun to have a mascot. So he's a real miniature horse that we walk around, and he definitely knows his job. He's been doing it long enough, and he seems to enjoy it, especially if food is involved. He was last week at Lake Ave Elementary School, and then he went to Dorothy Nolan. And at both of those schools, he was outside in a grassy area. So okay. He definitely enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah.
But,
munching away.
Yeah, he just eats while all the kids ask questions about him and get to meet him. So he really likes that. And then when he goes downtown, we now walk him like you'd walk a dog up and down the street. And we usually, in 2 hours that we're downtown, make two laps around Broadway, because we stop so much it takes us about an hour to do the laps around Broadway. So he actually, tomorrow, is going to be at the Beekman Street Art Fair, right on Beekman Street, and he'll be there just meeting the kids, and they're going to do some horse crafts and things like that. So he's got a pretty packed schedule. He has over 20 events and meet and greets that he's going to this summer. Wow. So he definitely keeps us busy, and his audience is growing. Every year he gets more and more fans that reach out and ask if he can come to different events, and we try to do as many as we can with him.
Yeah. And he's comfortable around people, obviously, right?
He is. Yeah. He's very good. Sometimes he gets a little antsy. Last week when he was downtown, he just wanted to keep moving. He didn't want to stop and say hi to anyone. He just wanted to walk and walk. But that was his first time back downtown since November of last year. Okay. So he was, I think, just excited to be down there. And so then he sometimes gets a little excited, and we've got to just keep walking, or we go to Congress Park and we get some grass and regroup and hang out for a little, and then we go back to work. So he definitely enjoys it. And you can see as he's coming down the street, he has this little strut about him. He prances there. He knows he's doing his job and that everyone's excited to see him.
That's great. Are you ever at the Children's Museum?
Yes.
You are.
We are. We did a few different story times at the Children's Museum. And this year we are there September 13th. We're actually there for the whole morning. They have a animal program, mm-hmm. and Upset will be there for that event with his books and everything. So
they're
be fun.
On next Saturday. So I'll quiz them on their course.
Yeah, they've got some of his merchandise. They have his books and his little stuffed animal and stuff. And they have a little gift shop when you walk in, and they have his stuff there. But he'll be there in September, and it's always nice to go there. I like going to the state park, so it's a great atmosphere.
Oh, it is. It really is. Matter of fact, one of the girls here that I'm friends with is from China. And she had one of her friends that used to go here come from California, and they had never been to the state park. And they went 2 weeks ago, she was here, and they went down there three times and walked around. And she said, "I can't believe how beautiful it is. And I've been here for 3 years, and I never took advantage of going down there."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a hidden gem.
Yeah, it is. We're fortunate here in Saratoga, you know. So you're basically, you work at the Dark Horse most of the time, right?
I go back and forth. We only have an office at Impressions because Dark Horse is so small.
Yeah.
So when I'm doing all my office work, I'm at Impressions in the office. And then I seem to just run up and down the street all day between the two stores.
And stop at Uncommon Grounds.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I have to visit my friends at Uncommon Grounds, and they all see me. And it's funny because as I go back and forth up and down the street, sometimes I go and I've got the dogs. Another time I go and I'm carrying boxes and everything. So everyone keeps track of me. They know if I've gotten a lot of deliveries that day or if we're having a computer issue. They always know because I'm going back and forth with that.
You get down there. We yep. need help. My next door neighbor, who's since passed away, used to bring his dog on Broadway every Saturday. I think I talked to you about that before,
yep. Corey.
Corey,
yes.
And he loved it, and that was years ago. And and it's great that you're so dog friendly in both stores. You know,
we still have Corey's picture up on the wall.
Yeah,
yeah, and we just had our dog day event, which we were worried about because of the rain, but it held off, and we had a great turnout. We raised over $1,000 for Hope Animal Rescue. And we had a professional photographer, Tracy Bice, doing dog photos and portraits, so doggy portraits. And it was a really fun day. But yeah, we love having the dog visitors come in. And there's some that do come on a regular basis, and then some we might only see once a year, you know, when their owners
if
are in town.
In town. Is it busier at Belmont time? I mean, do people bring their pets up at
It's amazing that people bring their pets for everything. Yeah, really? So that's what the bigger events like Chowderfest and Victorian Street Walk and everything, they do ask people to leave their dogs at home.
Oh, yeah.
But people don't. They still bring them.
Really?
And so people do come in with their dogs. But for Belmont, and if there's a nice weekend day, you know, if there's a Saturday that's sunny, it is just constant dogs coming in because people like to walk and window shop and go to Congress Park.
Definitely. And now is the Dark Horse the ones that put the water out for the dog?
We have water at both stores and treats at both stores. So the dogs can come in and get a little treat and hydrate. And then it's funny because both stores, when you walk in, it's cooler from outside. So sometimes in the summer, the dogs will come in, and as soon as they get inside, they just collapse to the ground. Yeah, and they're like, I'm staying here because it's cooler. And they cool down for a little, and then they go back out for their walk.
See, Peg, my wife takes our dog to the state park, and she loves swimming.
Oh,
so she goes in the creek down there, and so that's how she cools off.
Yeah, you know? The Geyser Creek.
Yeah,
it's nice
she
there.
Loves it. I don't know if all dogs like water, but...
None of mine do right now.
Oh, really?
I haven't. My one dog, Hercules, she loved to go swimming at the state park. But the ones I've got right now, they don't like. Even today with the rain, they were very sad that they had to go out for their walk.
Really?
But, yeah, they don't like to get their hair messed up, I guess. Or...
I guess. Well, that's my wife, too. If it's missing, she won't go out. But... yeah, what are you going to do? You have art show at both stores for Belmont. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've just over the years made connections with different artists from different areas. And so they all wanted to do something special. So we're doing these pop-up art shows at both stores for the week of Belmont. Greg Montgomery, who's the local Travers poster artist, he has been doing the Travers posters for 40 years. And then he's done the Belmont posters for the last two. He's going to be at the Dark Horse Friday night from 7 to 9 and signing the posters. People love to just meet him and tell them, oh, I've had this poster since my wedding. I got it. And they love to tell him the stories. And he loves to hear that and talk with people about the different posters and what inspired him to come up with the art. And he's going to be there with Justin Howard, who is a horseshoe artist, and he actually is driving all the way up from Alabama. He'll be here all week. And we met him at a show in Massachusetts last year, and he said he's always wanted to come to Saratoga. We talked to him about his horseshoe art. So he makes home goods out of horseshoes, and he also makes statues out of horseshoes. So he's got a full-sized horse made out of horseshoes. He's got wine racks made out of horseshoes, even little hooks and things.
That's true.
It was something different. We talked about him having the products in the store, but shipping those things south up would not be worth it for either of us. And he said, well, what if I drive it up and I'll bring all the products and we could do something at one of the stores? So we were like, well, we are going to do an art show for Belmont. So why don't you come up? So he's actually going to be here all week, set up out in front of the store with his horseshoe art. So we're really excited for that because it's something very different we've not done.
Yeah.
And he'll be at the Dark Horse. And then at Impressions, we have three different artists from Kentucky and Pennsylvania. So Kim Perry and Melissa Crace, they are both artists from Kentucky. And Kim actually paints bourbon barrel tops, and she'll paint them.
Okay.
So the top of the bourbon barrel, she paints them with horse-themed or a bourbon motif, and then she's going to do live painting right in front of the store. She'll be painting. And Melissa Crace, we've had a few times. She has all equestrian-themed paintings, and they're whimsical. They're beautiful paintings. I love them. I have a print of hers that's just a scene of foxhounds, and I love it with all the dogs. And their friend Nicole Bracken, she is a milliner, and she makes these fascinators that the hats, but they're just like a headband, and they are so elaborate, and she uses fake flowers and vintage feathers, and she finds antique buttons and things. So each one is unique because she's finding all of these vintage products, and they're beautiful. I'm not a hat person, but they're really, you can definitely appreciate the artwork with them. And then she not only is at our pop-up show, but then through the entire summer, her fasteners are available at Saratoga Trunk downtown. So it's been great for them. They've made a lot of connections here in town as well since they've been coming up. And we're really excited to have all of them back and add Kim and Justin as our two new artists this year.
Sure. You know, it amazes me how people can come up with crafts out of different things. My daughter is very art and crafts oriented, and she makes Christmas ornaments and magnets and out of napkins, believe it or not, and gift wrapping paper and the glass, little glass things. And it's just amazing. And she embroiders and does everything, makes blankets and that. And it just amazes me. I don't know where she got it from. I mean, my wife does embroidering and cross stitching and that, but she didn't get it from me because, you know, I was good at mowing the lawn and that's about it. But
that's still a good, that's a good skill to have.
Well, yeah, but I can't do it anymore because of my knees, but and my wife hires somebody now, which makes me happy. No, I used to love being outside and doing that stuff. But no, crafting is an amazing thing. And when you have different things like that, it's great to put it into a store or outside, like, you know. And next week is supposed to be a beautiful week.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sunny and in the 70s every day.
Good.
Up till Sunday. So it'll be a good week for you.
That's what we're hoping. Yes.
Yeah.
No, we need that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And then I just hope we don't get 10 days of rain because it seems like every time we get two nice days, it comes with a lot of rain. I don't know.
It does.
The authors, and I want to talk a little bit about the Upset and Jim Dandy books. Mm-hmm. And then you have some other, you know, we talked about the one book there that I'm interested in. Talk a little bit about the books you have.
Yeah, so we have, because we have North Shore Bookstore and Lyrical Ballad, which are both fantastic bookstores, we don't carry a ton of books at Impressions or Dark Horse, but the books we carry are specific to Saratoga or horse racing because people buy them more as a souvenir or a gift for somebody than they're coming in regularly to get their books that they read. So we have a little section of both stores, and our sections are mostly local authors, and we try to do book signings with them throughout the summer. We just had Francine Dingman there with her children's book, and we have Lynn Manus coming. She has a children's book where a sock monkey actually becomes a jockey.
Oh, wow.
And she comes, she comes every year, twice a year in the summer, and she brings these handmade sock monkeys and her books, and people love it. And she always has crafts for the kids on the table. She has stickers and everything. And she's been doing this with us now for probably at least 5 years. And it's just something fun. But then we also have the authors like Brian Bouillet, who has written, works at the Racing Museum. And he has written beautiful books with history of the Traverse Stakes and John Morrissey. We have Patrice Mastriani, who's a local artist here. She just came out with a children's book last week. Like, she just delivered it to us yesterday. Oh. Find it in Saratoga. And it's a historical tour all through Saratoga. And that is a really cute book. And it's definitely for a little bit older kids, you know, more of like an older elementary school versus a children's book with just pictures. And the premise is that you can walk around with the book as you're, you know, also exploring Saratoga, or you can read it at home. And so we're going to do a book signing with her. But it's just really fun that there's so many local people that are talented in so many ways. And it's fun to feature them. And when they are at the stores, it does generate more sales or even just more conversations than if the book was just sitting on the shelf. It really comes to life if they're right out there.
Yeah, definitely. I read also one thing about you travel to a lot of shows for ideas for merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that. That must be interesting.
Yeah.
It must take a chunk of time for you to get
away. It does. Yeah. So our two biggest shows that we go to are the Las Vegas Souvenir Show, which is always in the fall. And that has grown so much. And we do most of our ordering for souvenir type items at least a year, sometimes 2 years in advance, because we might see something that has a moose or a lobster on it, and we're like, oh, we really like that, but we need it with a horse, of course. Yeah, so of course. They have to be custom made. So we might see a snow globe that we like, and we change it to have a racehorse in it, or even just the little magnets and keychains and things like that.
Sure.
And then we also do get all of our ideas for our clothing at these shows. So we'll see different concepts of art, and then we work with artists who come up with the garments and the ideas for those. And that's always a big chunk of time, is doing that and coming up with that creative side. And we have a lot of great ideas, and we come up with a lot of fun things, but no one would want a shirt that I drew on or that I came up with the art on.
Yeah,
so
I know the feeling.
Yeah, so I might have an idea, but someone else has to do the art part of it. And then we go to Atlanta, the gift show in Atlanta in January, and that is a giant show. So that one, it's three buildings that are 20 stories tall each.
Really?
And we walk every floor, and we look at every showroom, and they're just filled with gifts, home decor. Some of them have furniture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always say, like, well, we could probably skip that. And then that's the showroom that might have 20 horse pillows in it, or they might have a lamp with a racehorse.
Right.
So we end up walking everything just so that we can see, because you never know where you're going to find. Just like if you're out shopping on Broadway, you never know when you're going to find that little hidden thing that you didn't know you needed.
Exactly.
So that's what we do at the shows as well. And then we place all of our orders at these shows. You know, we've already, back in January when we were in Atlanta, we already did all of our orders for Christmas and everything of this year. So we plan the entire year out, at least a year in advance. Sometimes it's longer, and then, of course, reordering and buying the local products. You know, we're not ordering the food a year in advance. We're doing that as needed.
Right. So that's excellent.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Got to be awesome. I mean, three buildings like that.
Yeah, it is, and it's an experience. Yeah. And
how long does it take you?
We make use of every moment of it. We're there. We usually get into the show at 8 a.m. And they usually have to tell us to leave at night. It's usually about 8 o'clock at night. They're like, we're closed. You have to go. And we just keep, because we try to fit it all in. So we're normally there 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And it's nonstop. You know, we snack as we go. We don't stop for anything. But it's great. The showrooms have so many, you know, they have snacks. They've got waters. They really make an event out of it, too. So and they want people to stay.
Oh,
so.
Sure.
It's that's what we're there to do. We're there to look for merchandise, so we stay in the building as long as we can and keep going.
You ever talk with other gift shop owners?
Yeah. Yeah, we've actually made some great connections, that people that we see every year at the shows who might have a store somewhere else. This year we met a woman that she was just opening a store, and we were giving her a bunch of ideas of things that we saw that, you know, we obviously can't sell anything beachy, but sometimes we see things that are fun that would be great for a beach store. And so we're like, oh, did you see this on floor 9? And so then we trade information like that, because it's not going to hurt us at all if she's selling
not at
it.
All.
And
not at all.
Yeah. And then sometimes we even will be at the show, and maybe we see something that we think is really fun that Paul at Celtic Treasures might like. So then we could bring back the information and tell him that we saw it. And we all, it's fun that we all work together like that.
Oh, it is. I mean, you get farther working together with other stores. Even like you say with Celtic Treasures, even though they're in Saratoga, you're giving them ideas that they may not have.
Yeah.
And that's pretty neat. You're listening to WSBN 91.1 FM, Skidmore Radio, and the phone number in the studio is 518-580-5783, 580-5783, if you want to give Maddie a call, and she'll talk about anything. So it's really good. You know, I want to talk about some of the gifts after in a little bit about what you carry and that, because it's not just keychains and magnets. We'll get into this in a little later, but I bought those blue bottle
the water earrings. Yes.
And a necklace and shipped over, well, one to China, one to Hawaii, because they're unique, very unique stuff.
They are.
You know?
Yeah, and they're beautiful too. It's a great color.
It's here again, another crafted that It's amazing, you know. You know, you said the author meet and greets, and you go to the schools. What's the lowest grade that you go into?
We've gone to pre-Ks, kindergarten. So we will do pretty much any age. Yeah, so it's fun. Usually what we do is I bring the books, and I will read one of the books to the kids, and they get to meet Upset. And I was, when I was in Boston Spa recently at Gordon Creek, I actually went in the winter, so we didn't have Upset there. And I was at the school the entire day, and every grade came and met me, and we did a whole presentation about an hour long where I read one of the books, and then we went over publishing a book and coming up with ideas and everything. And we had a lot of fun. The kids had so many questions, which is always fun. And they had decorated the whole school horse racing themed, and they had posters of Upset. So the kids really got into it. They were really excited to have us there. And then when we went to Lake Avon, Dorothy Nolan last week, it was, of course, rainy. Yeah. So we had our tent out and everything, and the kids were great. They had brought Upset some carrots and apple, and they'd brought them treats and everything. And we read the books and, again, talked about publishing and the history of Saratoga. And they actually had done a reading with the National Museum of Racing. They just did a curriculum for any local schools that wanted. They could sign up, and the Racing Museum sent them copies of different horse racing books so that every kid in whichever class signed up could read the book. And one of the books that was sent with all of the curriculum was the Jim Dandy book. So all of the kids had already read that book. So then we read the Upset book at Dorothy Nolan, and it was fun. They had so many questions about the real Jim Dandy and what parts of the book were real and what parts, you know, we took a little creative license on. So it was really fun to interact with the kids.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? It's a wonderful thing, because if they show an interest, you know, when you go in, it kind of gets them in the reading mode. And as they get older, because so many kids today don't read anymore because of their computers or their phones, you know, and that's pretty neat. We go, I'm in Kiwanis, and we have a thing called, well, it started with reading as fundamental, and we buy these scholastic books. Mm-hmm. And it's for young grades, first, second grades. And they each get a book, and then one of the members reads the book in class, but they get to take the book home. And, you know, the teachers in the older grades say, you know what, that started them on reading, and, you know, they get interested in it. And that's pretty neat that you do.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, well, then I'll see one of the kids out somewhere, and I can tell, like, that they're looking, they're like, I think I know her. So then they get excited to talk about whether they've read the book at home or a different horse-related book or something like that. That's so neat. It's really fun.
But they don't ask you to go to Uncommon Grounds to buy a cup of coffee, do they?
Well, Dorothy Nolan, as a thank you for coming, they gave me a gift card to King Dairy because they know that I really like ice cream. And it was funny because there was this one little girl. When she first got there, she's like, I feel like I know you. I said, oh, maybe you've been in one of the stores. And she was like, no, I've seen you eating ice cream somewhere. And her and I went through all the different places that we both have gone to eat ice cream recently, and we had seen each other at King Dairy.
Okay.
So it was very funny that then they had gotten me a gift card there as a little thank
neat.
You.
Yeah, that's excellent. Boy, that's fun. The Saratoga Springs Police Department shirt fundraiser?
Yeah.
What's involved with that?
So the Saratoga Springs Police Department mounted unit and therapeutic horses on Route 29, where the horse, where the mounted police horses live, they had wanted to do some sort of fundraiser for the mounted police horses because it is a very expensive part of the police
budget.
Yes. Yeah. But people love it. It's such an important part of people visiting, seeing the horses year after year, and people love to see the horses. And I think it's such a great PR piece for them.
Oh, it is. And it's good crowd control.
It is. You know. Yeah, they are intimidating when they're doing their job. So they had said that they wanted to do something, to do a fundraiser. And we had told them that we would love to work with them because we obviously love both organizations, the therapeutic horses. They have so many retired racehorses and so many activities for people who they even do group activities where you could bring your colleagues there and do icebreakers and things, but you're with horses and it just brings out a different side of people mm-hmm. because you've got to be calm and quiet. And so it's just a fun, different way of doing an activity. And so we came up with a t-shirt design for them that has the mounted police horse walking in front of the grandstand at the racetrack. So it's iconically Saratoga, but it is also for the police and a fundraiser. So it can be a souvenir for someone who was visiting who might just want a shirt with the racetrack on it.
Sure.
But it also can be some for someone who really wants to support the organizations. And soon they're actually in production. They'll probably be here in about a week or two. We're going to have little miniature plush horses that are wearing a blanket with a mounted police horse logo
really?
On it. And King Tut, he was such a popular police horse. He just passed away.
Oh.
The horse on the t-shirt looks a lot like King Tut. And then their new horse, Brady, he's beautiful. And he's been coming out to a lot of events and things. So we tried to make the police horse look more like a draft horse because those ones are the ones that just, they're the showstoppers. People
sure.
love to see those mounted police horses. And they'll take the money and use it for fixing fences, the board, buying grain and hay, whatever they need for the horses. And it will hopefully just help with some of the costs.
Some of the costs, yeah. You know, Kim Weir?
Yes.
Okay, Kim's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my story about horses. I took Mia from Hawaii. She took riding lessons here. And I took her out last April. And it was kind of a misty day. It was a Saturday, of course. And Kim was showing us around. And there was a horse in one of the pens there. Went over. I mean, she's only this big. You know, she's like, if she's 5 foot, that's tall. But she knows animals. I mean, when we were downtown, you know, she'd always want to pet the dogs that were going by. And she'd always put her hand out like that, which a lot of people don't do. They go to pet a dog like this. But she was petting the horse and Kim standing there talking. So I went to pet the horse and the horse runs away. So Kim says, well, let me get a picture of you. You know, the horse is in the background and that. So she was getting ready to take the picture, and I've got my back to the fence. And she didn't take the picture. She just stood there. And the two of them stood there looking. And I'm saying, what the heck's going on? And they said, just stand still. Well, the horse came up and nibbled my shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't look at me in the face. I must have an ugly face because when I turned around, it ran away again. So that's my experience with the horse up close.
But you must have tasted good or smelled good.
I must have had something on my shoulder that he liked. But and that's a great organization. And she was with the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation before that. So, I mean, she always loves retired horses.
Yeah, she's very passionate.
Yeah, she is.
Hard to say no to her.
Oh, my goodness.
She's very good at getting things done, which it's impressive.
Oh, it is.
The amount of things that she can accomplish.
It is. And the people that she knows mm-hmm. that she can, you know, for fundraisers or that, she's very good at that. And raising money, obviously.
Yeah, she's built a lot of connections. And that's what, it definitely helped having her be a part of it. Because then you know it's going to get done. And she knows who to talk to at which organization.
Sure. So. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, she's a great kid. We talked about the author meet and greets. Dogs Downtown. We talked about this a little bit before the show. I mean, you're a dog lover, and there's a lot of people that bring their dogs downtown. One of your passions or one of your things is to be conscious of other people with dogs.
Yeah.
Because I've seen some people walk their dogs down and, you know, they bark at another dog and maybe go after them a little bit and the owner just stands there and doesn't do anything. But
yeah.
Most people are very good about it.
Yeah, most people are very aware.
Yeah.
But that's one thing that we are big advocates of if you're going to Congress Park or even downtown, you know, to make sure you have your potty bags with you and all that. We give them out for free at Impressions, and Congress Park has those little stations and everything.
Sure.
And that's one thing we've noticed is a lot of people are starting to try to do training off leash and things with their dogs. And like downtown is just not the spot for that.
Oh my gosh, no.
And so we try to be conscious of if there's one dog in the store and another dog comes in, we let them know, hey, just so you know, there's another dog in here. And most people are very appreciative and very happy to know that. And like last night we saw an interaction where a woman was definitely working with her dog and one dog was laying down and with his owner. And the other woman just said, hey, do you mind if I walk by? She might react. And they were like, oh, no, that's fine. And the two of them, you know, communicated and worked together, and she walked by, and it was great that both dogs ignored each other. They did really well. And it's really great to see people advocating for their dogs and doing that and making sure that everyone feels safe, because there are, I think it's rare, but there are people who are uncomfortable having dogs around or downtown. And, you know, maybe understandably, if they're eating their dinner on the patio and next to them there's a table with a dog, and that the dog is, you know, under the table and make sure that it's not hovering over the table.
Or the next table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's
visiting with people.
Yeah. And it's the same way in the state park with people walking their dogs. Most people are great, and other people, they let their dog run, and, you know, they run up to another dog. So it's great that they're conscious about things
so
like
that's
that.
That's what we just want to... We want to make sure that it never becomes an issue where people can't bring their dogs downtown because of that. And so that's what we try to really encourage, the friendly dog behavior, and definitely being conscious of others that are down there.
Sure. Well, we got about 6-7 minutes left. Yeah. So let's talk about some of the gifts that you have, because, like I said, it's not just magnets and keychains. You have a line of jewelry that we named the one there, the blue bottle,
the water bottle.
It's pretty awesome, really. Let's talk a little bit about the different
items we've got.
You have.
We call ourselves the Everything Saratoga Stores.
We got a caller. Hey, all right. Good morning, caller.
My name is Tommy. Can you please tell us about the penny press?
Oh, Tommy wants to know about the penny press.
The penny, okay.
Well, yeah.
Are you listening to the radio?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to hang up, and you listen to the radio, and Maddie will talk about that, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yes, we do have a penny press at Impressions, and you see those at a lot of touristy places.
Yeah.
Disneyland has them and everything. So we have a penny press that we've had since the 90s. We've pressed about 50,000 pennies in it.
One of them was mine.
And it presses either, because of the health history horses, it either has a spring pavilion, you can do the Battlefield Monument, or a horse racing. And that's the most popular one because it says Lucky Penny and it has the racehorse on it. So that one is the one that gets pressed the most. And that is something that penny machine is running all day. People love it. And we actually were just doing research on if pennies become hard to find. The company that we get our little penny souvenir books from and everything, they actually make little copper blanks that are the exact size of a penny and everything.
Oh, okay.
And you can use those in your machine. So we might have to, in the future, invest in some of those little copper blanks, and people can still use the past penny machine, but instead of getting a penny back, they'll get the little blank disc.
Yeah.
And they actually said that they press really well because it is a piece of copper, where now the pennies are not all copper. So they said that they actually work really well in the machine. And we do love the machine. We love opening up, and it has a little ticker. And every time a penny goes through it, it counts it. So we love looking at how many it's counted.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. And people do come in with their pennies to press. We even just last week had a man who we got a letter in the mail. It was very heavy, but it was a small letter. And we're like, this is odd. We opened it up, and he had taped $3 worth of quarters into the letter, and then all of the pennies. And he asked for two of each penny, and he gave us his address, and we pressed the pennies for him, and then we sent the pennies back to him.
That's
so
awesome.
It's really fun. People do collect them, and people love the penny machine. Yeah,
yeah. Really. And caller, thank you for that. That was a very interesting question that you asked about, because a lot of people may not know there's a penny machine in there, and that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
pottery mugs.
The items. So
yeah, the items.
Yeah, we try to, of course, we do have the souvenir things that are your souvenir mug, but then we try to have some unique mugs that are handmade. We have one company, it's Twice Baked Pottery. He was an attorney and he was making mugs and different pottery as a hobby, and he ended up enjoying it so much, and so many people wanted, you know, oh, can you make a mug for this person, or I'd want to buy one for this person as a gift. Now that's his full-time business, and they're just really unique. And then one thing that people really like as a souvenir or a gift now is candles. We have multiple lines actually now of candles. Some are locally made. There's a woman named Yulia who lives right above Impressions, and she makes candles for us, and they're Saratoga themed. And then we have a few different makers from around the country that make Saratoga candles for us that are themed Spirit of Life or Day at the Races. And it's really a great little gift for people, and they love having the little story with it. And then it's a souvenir that they can actually use as well.
Yeah.
So that's something that the candle lines have grown a lot, and our children's section has grown. We do, of course, the toys and the stuffed animals and garments and everything like that. But we like to think that when people are coming in, they're not just buying a souvenir, they're buying a little piece of Saratoga to bring home, and they have a little memory. So every time they use that product, they think of Saratoga.
And where they got it.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty awesome, because you do have online stores also. So if somebody buys something from out of town and they go back to wherever, they can always get online and find items if they want to.
We ship every day. People are ordering all the time. And of course, right now it's mostly Belmont things. And then in the winter, we send a lot of calendars out. So there's definitely a theme. But yeah, we ship every day. And people do even call the store and they'll say, you know, I was there 2 years ago, and they describe something to us, and we'll be like, oh, yes, we know what that is. And, you know, send them a picture of which one they want. And we try to go above and beyond and get item the people are looking for.
Sure. You carry throws.
Yes.
Right. And that's awesome. And obviously they're horse themed. Yeah. And what I did, what I got last year too, was t-shirts. You have a really nice assortment of t-shirts in all different sizes.
Yes.
And, you know, good quality too.
Yeah. That's one of our biggest things, is our t-shirts and our sweatshirts. And we do at both stores a whole bunch of different designs and colors and cuts and material. And it's funny, you know, the different trends. We try to have shirts that are whatever style, but then no matter what, we have this one shirt that is our Health History Horses shirt. It's been the top selling shirt since the 90s. We've not changed the colors or anything on it, and it is the go-to shirt year after year. So we always have that one. That one's a staple, but then we change it up, you know, depending on what people are looking for and what is in style at the time.
One of the things that I'm interested in, we talked a little bit with, you know, we've got about a minute left. You also carry, and this is, you know, that caught my eye online, the hot chocolate and this hot fudge sauce. And you've got a little bit of everything.
Yes,
and
we
I'm
do.
Looking forward to getting some of that to ship.
Yes, some people buy that fudge and they don't even put it on a sundae or anything. They just scoop it right out of the jar with a spoon.
I could probably do that easy.
Yes.
I'm not supposed to, but so you want to wrap up with anything?
Oh, well, thank you. This was really fun. It's always fun to come here and talk, and we're looking forward to
a
fun summer. And hopefully everyone who's listening comes to visit the stores, even if it's not for Belmont. They just come and visit us on a different day. We're there every day.
Yeah, every day. And I'll tell you, you can't go wrong when you visit the two stores, because they're great gifts to have and great gifts to give family and friends. I'm getting some of the Christmas ornaments to give away, and it's just great. You do a great job.
Oh, thank you. We really enjoy what we do.
I know. Thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you. So appreciate Maddie, and thanks for coming. And right now...